Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to present the rights of specific person, especially the role of the National Union of Eritrean Women. The National Union of Eritrean Women plays a vital role in empowering women and ensuring the enforcement of national laws and policies that impact women. The National Union of Eritrean Women is a national-wide organization mandated by the government of Eritrea, encompassing Eritrean women from within the country and diaspora. It has its own constitution, vision, mission, and comprehensively organized structure to effectively execute the strategic programs. The Policy on Gender Action Plan aims to foster equal rights and opportunity for all, enabling participation in supporting economic, legal, and social and political framework. And gender parity and participation. Eritrea has a national mechanism to promote women's empowerment and facilitate their eligibility for decision-making roles. The country's policy guarantees equality for all citizens, enforced through relevant government laws, fighting discrimination and harmful practices. Provisions against discrimination are present in various national codes and proclamations, such as the Land Proclamation, Labor Proclamation, Civil Code, and laws on spousal equality, and criminalizing abduction for marriage and female genital mutilation. The National Strategic Plan 2024 emphasizes comprehensive multi-sectoral actions to eradicate harmful practices like FGM and underage marriage through strengthened coordination platforms. Anti-FGM awareness campaigns have been organized at community level. A 2020 mapping studies supported by UNICEF found nearly universal knowledge on FGM and harmful practices, 98.7%. And strong desire for its discontinuation is 98% again, according to the survey done in the village. Women's empowerment programs. During the reporting period, the National Union of Eritrean Women implemented 26 projects nationwide in the collaboration with other unions and ministries. The organization training centers have successfully trained 654 women in various disciplines like computer skills, tailoring, catering, and handicrafts, enabling them to start business or gain employment. And right to adequate standard of living, ensuring access to food. Agriculture is the primary livelihood for around 65% of Eritrean rural population. While Eritrea has 2.1 million hectares of arable land, only 25% are currently using for rainfall cultivations, mainly cereal crops. An additional 30% are suitable for irrigating farming, but only 6% are present irrigated. This highlights significant potential for developing Eritrea's agricultural sector through strategic investment in sustainable irrigation, efficient farm implementations, and drought, pest-resistant, and high-yielding crop varieties. The government has implemented several initiatives to enhance food and nutrition security. Construction of micro and macro dams, contributing to irrigating farming and supporting several households over the past 5 years across all six regions. Assessment of watershed covering many hectares of catchment area and irrigable land, utilizing efficient water harvesting techniques. Vaccination against diseases and distribution of poultry animals to many households to improve nutrition and enhancing quality of life. Establishment of low-cost monitoring and management system, surveying many hectares for desert locusts and for tree locusts. Development and release of 14 high-yield cereal crop varieties by the National Agricultural Research Institute, increasing the yields for crops like sorghum, pearl millet, wheat, and barley. introduction of table potato cultivation in the lowlands across multiple regions and achievement promising yields. These initiatives demonstrate the government's commitment to ensuring food security, enhancing agricultural productivity and development, the sectoral potential through sustainable practice and improved crop varieties. I thank you.